You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 62 and verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. The first instruction here is that we must trust God at all times. At all times means all times. It means at various seasons of our lives. When you are comfortable, when you are uncomfortable, when you lack money, when you have money, when you have health, when you have health, at all times, no matter the situation, trust Him. For some people, they find it difficult to trust God when things are going smoothly. And for others, they find it difficult to trust in God when things are tough and when things are difficult. But brethren, no matter the circumstance that is facing you in life, don't shift your trust in God. Whether you are happy today and everything seems to be going great, whether it looks as if before you pray God has answered, or you have been waiting on God and it looks like it's taking so long, trust in God at all times. There should be no time when we can't trust God. There should be no time when we should not be trusting in God. At all times, trust Him. Even when it looks like it is an emergency, when it looks like you have just a short time, trust God. That's what the Word of God says. Trust in Him at all times. In Him. Not in things. Not in people. Not even in yourself. He said, trust in Him, ye people. Then next He said, pour out your heart before Him. You see, sometimes we try to form holiness before God. People go to God in prayer and it's as if they want to deceive God. They want to come before God and pretend before God that they are fine. Actually, what you need to do before God is to pour your heart before Him. I give an example. You're a married woman. Somehow, you started finding another married man in your place of work attractive. What do you do? Instead of pretending and quoting scriptures to yourself or looking for a way to justify it, you go to God and say, Father, I'm married. I'm not supposed to feel this way, but I'm feeling this way. I don't understand why. Save me. Help me. You see, God is somebody you can pour your heart to because He knows your heart. He knows the thought and the intent of your heart. We don't pretend before God. Like they say, a dead person does not cover his body from somebody who is going to bathe it and prepare it for burial. You see, God is the one who wants to help us. God is not a God that expects us to be good, holy, and righteous, and then we can come to Him. No. God is saying, come to me as you are. I am the one that will now make you holy and righteous. So is somebody you can pour your heart to. Please, learn to pour your heart to God before you discuss with men. Many times you are pouring your heart to men, but you have not even poured your heart to God. Is it not a beautiful thing that you have somebody you can discuss everything with? Every single thing. There is nothing. I told the man who was having a rectal problem, I said, tell God about it. Tell Him that this is your problem. Sometimes people will laugh. You think that's not a prayer you should take to God? It is. It's a challenge in your life. Why not discuss with Him? Why not pour your heart? But you will go to a doctor and go and pour your heart and tell him that this is what you are going through. Now, that there's nothing wrong in that. But why should you not be free enough to pour your heart before God? Tell Him exactly how you feel. Tell Him, Lord, I'm struggling with anger. I should not, but I am. help me. Say it exactly as you feel. You know, prayer is not you trying to look for some semantics, some carefully arranged words to say before God. Actually, real prayer is you simply pouring your heart to God. Jesus didn't pretend. He didn't go to God and say, well, I know I'm the Son of God, so God, anything you want, I want it, so I will drink this cup. No, he poured his heart. He said, Father, if it is my will, oh, let this cup pass over me. But not as you will, but as, not as I will, but as you will. You see, that's even Jesus pouring his own heart before God, not pretending before God, not trying to pretend as if by his own will he will drink the cup. No, he drank the cup because the Father wants that cup for him to drink. That's why he drank the cup. And he didn't pretend in the place of prayer. He said, God is a refuge for us. God is somebody we can run to. God is somebody you can go and tell everything to and pour your heart. Please, brethren, henceforth, learn to pour your heart before God. Tell him exactly as you face. Sometimes you are even angry at God. Go and tell him and say, Lord, I don't know. I should not be angry with you, but I am. This is how I honestly feel. Because whether you say it or you don't say it, he knows your heart. And I pray that in Christ Jesus, you will enjoy your fellowship with God. In Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.